Dean Rexford Newcomb will present the candidates from Fine and Applied Arts.
Will candidates from the College of Fine and Applied Arts please rise? Mr. President, these candidates have completed curricula in various of the fine arts as prescribed by the faculty of the college. They have been recommended by that faculty and are certified by the University Senate. I present them to you for the degrees in art, architecture, architectural engineering, landscape architecture, and music as indicated in the official commencement program. Candidates, kindly be seated.
Director Seward C. Staley will present the candidates from the School of Physical Education.
Candidates for degrees from the School of Physical Education, please stand. Mr. President, these individuals have met the graduation requirements of the School of Physical Education in physical education and recreation. It gives me real pleasure to present them to you for the conferment of appropriate degrees. Please be seated.
Director Robert G. Bone will present the candidates from the Division of Special Services for War Veterans.
Will the candidates from the Division of Special Services please rise? Mr. President, I am very happy to present these candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science in the Division of Special Services for War Veterans. Please be seated.
Dean Robert Graham will present the candidates from the College of Veterinary Medicine.
Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Veterinary Medicine please rise? Mr. President, I present the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Veterinary Medicine. These candidates, all veterans of World War II, have been recommended by the faculty of the College of Veterinary Medicine and have been approved by the University Senate. Will the candidates please be seated?
At the conclusion of their academic careers, many of our young men received commissions in the armed services. This time I should like to present Captain Oscar H. Dodson and Lieutenant Colonel Franklin W. Dooley and Colonel Melton A. Hatch, who will present the candidates who are receiving commissions.
Will the candidates receiving commissions in the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Air Forces please rise? Mr. President, these candidates have already taken the oath of office at a previous ceremony. I now present these candidates
as commissioned officers in the Armed Forces of the United States. Please be seated. We have several members of the Board of Trustees here whom I should like to present at this time. Mrs. Frances Watson. Mrs. Arthur Holt. Mr. Vernon L. Nichols. And Mr. Robert Z. Hickman. The candidates for baccalaureate and master's degrees, please rise.
Upon the recommendations that you have heard, and by authority of the Board of Trustees, I confer upon you the degrees indicated in the official program, and I hereby delegate to the directors and deans the authority to present you with your diplomas.
Will the candidates for the doctorates and professional degrees also rise?
At this time, the candidates will file from the stands onto the football field. At spaced intervals along the front edge, along the western edge of the football field, tables have been placed along with markers denoting the various colleges here at the university. And beside those tables, the deans or the acting directors of the schools or colleges will hand to the graduates as they pass by their diplomas. You've heard the degrees awarded this afternoon by George Stoddard, President of the University of Illinois. And as an interlude, while these candidates are now filing down from the stadium onto the football field, the University of Illinois Concert Band is playing. We've been very lucky this afternoon. It's not been too hot as we might expect on a June day, a day in the middle of the month of June. Fortunately, there have been enough clouds overhead. There have been enough clouds overhead to keep the sun from beating down too unmercilessly on the crowd assembled here. Once the graduates have filed from the stadium onto the football field and received their diplomas from the acting directors, deans, or directors of their colleges and schools, they will line up facing into the west stand, facing their friends, relatives, mothers and fathers who have assembled here for this commencement exercise. Then they will, in a body, sing. 2 years ago at this time, Hail to the Orange was the song that caught most of the hearts of all of us who were attending the ceremony. You may remember that 2 years ago was the first ceremony held in the university stadium. Today, I'm sure the singing of these young people as their final official act before these commencement exercises come to a close will be a very inspiring, a very heartwarming experience. One that they'll not forget, one that we'll not forget. 3,500 people received degrees today, degrees ranging from Bachelor of Science and Bachelor of Arts on through the advanced degrees of Doctor of Philosophy and Doctor of Education. 3,500 people graduated today from the University of Illinois. And now as the candidates file down from the stadium onto the field, let's listen to the university band.
Thank you.